Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with community comment. Well, it's 2023, and the next presidential election is in 2024. And this means we are in the beginning stages of presidential candidates running for the nomination of their respective parties. The Democrats have Joe Biden running for re-election. There's rumors so far that the Democrat Party will not have any debates in their primary election, which is very interesting because I've seen some of the newer Democrats who would support candidates such as Bernie Sanders are very upset at this prospect because it means that the Democrat Party is locking in the race for another 4 years of Joe Biden. There's also some speculation that the reason the Democrats are not having any primary party debates is they want the Republicans to do the same thing for Donald Trump, which would ensure Joe Biden versus Donald Trump 2.0 in 2024. They must think it's a race they can win again. However, I think the Republican Party should have primary debates. I think this is a very important race for the future of conservatism. And listening to a debate amongst the primary candidates allows us, the people, to choose who is the best suited. I think this is a very important race for the future of conservatism. And listening to a debate amongst the primary candidates allows us, the people, to choose who is really best suited to lead that movement as the President of the United States. During a debate, candidates are forced to defend their ideas and visions for the country, and the debate allows for new ideas and new candidates to be introduced to the public. That way, the people can discuss and analyze who is the right candidate. So I think it would be a disservice for conservatives to follow the Democrat Party's lead and to not allow primary candidates to debate each other on a national level. One thing is for sure, though, this primary election, we will see conservatives attacking conservatives. And I think it's just important for us to realize this is all part of the new age politics we seem to be living through. I do not look forward to seeing Republican candidates tear into each other. It just seems that the stakes are too high, but judging from 2016 and 2020, I will not be shocked for some pretty outrageous political content in 2024. I've already seen some emails trying to undermine the integrity of Ron DeSantis as a possible candidate, and he's not even announced his candidacy yet. Well, whatever happens, this primary season is sure to be entertaining, and hopefully we can come together around a good candidate for the general election in 2024. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.